This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Tony Giordano, a PhD and Chief Scientific Officer of JAN1, also on the NASDAQ under JAN, which is focused on developing treatments for diseases that cause severe pain. Dr. Giordano, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
And of course, we certainly appreciate you coming out and spending a moment with us here as well. So for starters, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in reducing the need for opioid prescriptions that led to your involvement with JAN1.
Sure. So my background is predominantly as a scientist, but I got into the pharmaceutical industry a number of years ago, starting it with Abbott Labs and working on Alzheimer's disease and therapies for Alzheimer's disease. And then I moved on to small biotech companies still in the CNS space, and over the years have started a number of different biotech companies in a variety of fields, including cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and peripheral arterial disease, heart failure. One of my more recent companies that JAN1 has licensed the technology was actually interested in peripheral arterial disease, a disease that causes severe pain in the legs of patients who have this. And pain, it's a very debilitating pain. They can't even walk down to their mailboxes without pain. My father-in-law had it, and it really affected his quality of life. He couldn't walk around with my mother-in-law anymore. And so this was something that was really a problem. There were no drugs out there that really treated pain and peripheral arterial disease. And we had something that was working, and so that worked on improving vascular function. And so we thought we'd go ahead and test that in a clinical trial of PAD patients. And what we found is while it certainly improved vascular function, we saw significant improvement in that, the patients also reported very, very, very much reduction in pain. In fact, a couple of the patients called me and when the trial was done and asked when they could get on the drug because their pain was starting to come back after the trial had finished. So that led us to the belief that this product, while treating the vascular problems, would also significantly reduce pain associated with these diseases. And since PAD and many of these chronic diseases lead to increase in opioid addictions, we thought, here's a method of treating pain at its source. Get rid of the problem and you get rid of the pain without having to use opioids.
And that is certainly the goal right there, and an awesome way to lead things off here today, and thanks so much. Now, if you would, give us an overview of JAN101 and its recent developments.
Sure. So JAN101 is a small molecule that that when you take the molecule, it's converted to a product called nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is a potent molecule that actually stimulates the health of blood vessels. So it promotes new blood vessels and it stimulates the function of blood vessels. But something unique about sodium nitrite is that it's converted to nitric oxide only in damaged tissue. So unlike many drugs out there that are looking to try to improve vascular function, they work everywhere in the body, JAN101 works only in damaged tissue. So only in peripheral arterial disease, only in diabetic neuropathy, and diseases like that where there's problems in the limbs, that's where JAN101 works. It gets converted to nitric oxide, and then that causes inhibition of inflammation. It causes improvement in vascular function. It recruits new stem cells to the region to improve production of new blood vessels and angiogenesis. And so it has a very profound effect on blood vessel formation. Now, we did a study, as I mentioned, in peripheral arterial disease, and we found that patients with diabetes and peripheral arterial disease had a significant improvement in their vascular function. As a collaborator of ours at University of Colorado, Doug Seals, was running a very similar study in healthy aged individuals using JAN101, and he found, like in our PAD patients, that there was a significant improvement in vascular function. We found that there was a reduction in pain. These are normal, healthy individuals, so they didn't, in Doug's study, they didn't have pain, but he looked at grip strength and balance and even cognitive function, and he saw improvements in all of those. So we saw some really profound effects on vascular function and on quality of life measures, both in the disease and non-disease state. And then there have been other studies with JAN101 looking at diabetic neuropathy. And in that study, we saw an improvement in nerve sensory conductance, which is an indicator that the drug was acting on nerve cells to improve their function as well. And we think that's through this whole vascular cascade. So there's been a number of studies now where JAN101 has shown very positive effects in different patient populations.
And that is certainly some good news right there. Now, it is estimated that 40% of opioid overdose deaths involve prescription opioids. How is JAN1 tackling that issue? Get into some of those details.
Well, again, our first focus is to get this product on the market. And we think that a lot of the problems with the prescription overdoses are because doctors are prescribing these opioids for use in diseases like peripheral arterial disease and diabetic neuropathy. And so, again, if we can treat the disease at the source and get rid of the disease or treat the disease, we're going to get rid of the pain, just reduce the need for opioids. But JAN1 is actually building on three pillars. This is the first pillar. This is the most advanced pillar. But we do have a second pillar where we are looking at right now acquiring a small molecule that is moving into clinical trials as a substitution for opioids. This is a non-addictive pain medicine. The company is in late stage negotiations to acquire this asset. And if we do that, then that will give us our second pillar of our three-pillar program. And we'll move that molecule in, again, as a replacement for opioids. It's completely non-addictive. It works on a very unique mechanism of action, but it has been shown in a number of preclinical models and even in early clinical studies to reduce pain similar to that of the opioids. And then the last pillar is to find molecules that could treat addiction itself. Now, that one, we are still in the process of looking for assets, but it's the goal of the company to build on these three pillars, starting with JAN101, hopefully with the acquisition of this new asset in near term, and then finally moving towards that third pillar of treating the addiction itself as opposed to treating the pain or the underlying disease that causes the pain.
Certainly do appreciate your input so far and all you're doing in the space today. We are with Dr. Tony Giordano, Chief Scientific Officer of JAN1, which is focused on developing treatments for diseases that cause severe pain. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pain Management Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us, what is JAN's main focus when treating diseases that cause pain to millions around the world? Touch on some of those highlights.
I think right now the main focus is on molecules like JAN101, where we are looking at treating the underlying cause of the pain, because, you know, treating pain is important and treating addiction is important. There's no question about it. We don't want people dying of overdoses. We want to be able to treat the addiction and wean them off of that. We want to be able to treat their pain so they can live a better quality of life. But to begin with, remember that there's usually a physiological mechanism that leads to the pain. And whether that's PAD, whether that's a chronic back disease, whether that is diabetic neuropathy, where there's a problem with your nerve cells and diabetes, you know, our goal initially has been to focus on that underlying cause of pain. And by treating that cause of pain, And by not only are we going to reduce the need for prescription pain medicines, but we're also actually going to improve the patient's health and their physiological conditions. So that's our first target, is to treat the underlying cause of pain. And again, we think that by doing that, we're going to reduce the need for pain medicines and reduce this problem. But we do recognize that there is a problem out there, and so we are focused, in addition to that, on looking at these other aspects of treating the pain itself and treating the addiction.
Another question for you, Dr. Giordano. Could you please give us some insight on Jan's treatment for PAD and how PAD can affect patients?
Sure. So peripheral arterial disease actually affects 8 to 10 million people in the U.S. It's a disease that is caused by blockages in the arteries into one of the legs. And initially in that disease, you have the blockage of the artery, you have the breakdown of small vessels that are going out to the periphery of the leg. And when that happens, you start to have severe pain in the leg, and that's called intermittent claudication. The patients with PAD have trouble walking 50 feet without severe pain that's limiting their walking. The current best treatment is, if you have PAD, you go to the doctor and they tell you you need to walk. You need to get oxygen flowing. You need to get blood flowing to the muscles so that you don't have pain. But of course, there's severe pain so that the patient doesn't want to walk, and that exasperates the problem. Now, in the worst of those cases, the blood flow is shut off completely to the lower limbs, and you start to get lesions and what's called critical limb ischemia. And that can lead to amputations and ultimately to death. Because this is a vascular problem, there's also a strong association with cardiovascular disease with patients with PAD. So this whole breakdown of the vasculature system in the legs that starts with severe pain can lead to amputations and ultimately death and heart problems. Our product, JAN101, is treating that problem. It's causing to reduce inflammation in the leg. It's promoting stem cells to come back in and cause new blood vessels to form to get new blood flowing into the leg. That reduces the pain. That reduces the need for amputations down the road, and also potentially reduces heart problems. So our early clinical results have been very encouraging, showing that that we have improved vascular function, and we're hoping to start a much larger clinical trial in 2021 across some 40 to 50 sites across the U.S. to look at a large number of PAD patients and to hopefully show that the results we saw in the early studies showing improvement in vascularization will translate into a much larger population.
Well, Dr. Giordano, really appreciate your time and for what you're doing through JAN1 in the space. And of course, again, JAN1 is on the NASDAQ under JAN. Tell us, Dr. Giordano, where can listeners get more information online on JAN1?
You can go to JAN1.com, which will give you some information about the company and some of the programs that we're involved in.
And that certainly works. Again, Dr. Giordano, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Tony Giordano, a PhD and Chief Scientific Officer at JAN1, which is focused on developing treatments for diseases that cause severe pain. And for all the details, simply visit JAN1.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.